What's up, everybody? It is the T-Bone Zone, back with your host, boy, T-Bone, here. Yes, I know, another Wednesday-type episode, yes. We'll definitely think of something else next week, but, you know, everybody loves a good Wednesday episode. On a Friday, or a Monday, any day is a good day to look at some stores. And, of course, decided to at least change it up somewhat and not do a grocery store. We haven't done medical stores yet, so here we are. Forgot I turned off my MacBook. But of course, we are going to Walgreens. Who wants Walgreens, you might ask? How the fuck do you not know what Walgreens are, as I am describing things because I am waiting for my computer? Walgreens is a grocery store. Not! It is a medicine store. A pharmacy. That's the word I was thinking. My computer is about to die. There we go. It won't anymore. Boom! Let's go to Walgreens. What are the Walgreens near me? Well, I'm not really looking at Walgreens near me. I'm looking at Walgreens everywhere in this beautiful state of Connecticut. How many Walgreens are there? Can you load for me? Load, load, load. You're not loading. It doesn't want to load. Fucking load, you dumbass. Thank you. Oh, God damn it, and nothing's coming up. You son of a bitch. Okay, well, let's just look for a Walgreens here. It's our Walgreens. We are in. Where are we? New Milford. We are in a Walgreens in New Milford, Connecticut. Oh, and it's got 1-star reviews already. Oh, God, 2.2 stars. Holy shit. Whew. Worst run pharmacy I've ever used. Stay away! Pharmacy hours are only 10 to 6, MF, no weekends. Oh, and they're closed for lunch. Hours are wrong on Google. Manager had attitude and claims he can't get them updated. I literally feel like I'm never going to use Walgreens again after this experience. Horrible. Pharmacy can't even be bothered to correct their operating hours on their own website. And even when they are open, I'm driven over on multiple occasions only to find out they don't have my RX ready. To add insult to injury, they keep calling me to refill my prescription I no longer need, even after I have asked them to stop. I report them to my RX insurers with whom they will contact. Whom they will have a contract? What? Oh god, I zoomed in. This thing won't load, really. It's shite. We usually don't give 1-star. We usually don't give more than 1-star reviews, but we'll give it 2 stars. 2 stars, basically, still shit. This pharmacy is understaffed and service is terrible. Long waits. Drive-through is currently working. Isn't currently working. No bell by car on hand. Have to knock on glass. And lines can be long going inside. However, the pharmacist is very pleasant and there's some staff just undemanded. Okay, you're boring. This pharmacy is the worst one I have ever seen. My meds are never ready on time when I need them some every day. And they are never open. On top of that, when they are open, you wait for almost 40 minutes for someone to finally help you. Go anywhere else if you need medication. Come on, man. Come on, doc. I need my fucking meds. I need my meth, man. I need it. It's long lines. I can't get my drugs, mate. This is the worst Walgreens in Connecticut. They never fill your prescriptions on time, even when you call in morning to make sure it's filled. Get in line with car and waited 45 minutes for help. People blowing horns to get moving. This was not once, but a few times. The worst was calling at 9 a.m. They tell you to come back at 2 and at 4. Still not ready. They have 2 really heavy people working there at lazy time. Oh, man. You just fucking... Mr. William, you fucking went at their weight. Yeah, 2 fat fucks working here. They're lazy as shit. Trying to get my fucking meds. And you're just some fat motherfuckers. This went on a heavy mother... They're heavy motherfuckers. Tell people I know they switch to Walmart. Yeah, like they don't have fat people there too. Oh, 2 weeks ago, pharmacy, a joke! They are never open, switched all to Walmart. Bizarre. Like, I have not even, put the things in. Oh, just give me the worst reviews. I am scrolling easily to find these reviews. Oh my god. That's a lot of people. Let's go. Okay. First off, let's try this again. Oh, come on. That's not a good thing to hear. What's the matter? Huh? Oh, God. I feel like this is a bad thing. I apologize. I don't know if anyone can hear me. So this might be going, you know, people's heads. And I don't know if anybody can fucking hear me. But, you know, hopefully that this live stream is on and it is working. I hope it to be. But if the internet is telling me anything else, that means it might not be. But, you know, let me just check on it, my boys. I just need to kill my... Well, we'll find it. Well, Greens, 3.2. This is weird, but this is the T-Bone Zone. We do weird things. Okay, go on to the show. I apologize if this is working and I'm just being weird. But, you know, I don't want to do all this, find all this, and then nothing happened, you know? So, let's go. Manager on right now, Tuesday, 8:38 p.m. is one horrible manager, and the lady has the short frizzy hair. In the pharmacy area, gives the worst customer service possible. I feel like because I'm white, they felt superior over me. And I've never seen a wig flip over someone's shoulders so fast when walking away, being very rude. Not to mention the amount of homeless people begging for money. If you like respect and cleanliness, this isn't a place for you. Okay, that is weird. Gives you... Well, I feel like because I'm white, it's... That is weird. It is working. I apologize to everybody who had to listen to that whole fiasco about me saying I apologize, it's not working. Okay, I will bring it to 40 minutes this episode since I did waste a bit of time with this. Or end it whenever we are done with things. I apologize. It's just the last time that happened. My computer going a bit willy wonky. If the audio didn't work, say Sam's Club, and it just got me the most amount of downloads of all the episodes. So I guess maybe it would have been a good thing, but I mean, at least it was actually for that. It was the last 5 minutes. But moving on, since it's working now, because I'm white, they felt superior over me. So when the fuck does that? I thought the stereotype was that we're white. And because we're white, we are superior over people. Isn't that the stereotype? I don't fucking know. When is it flipped around? They're saying because, oh, they're not white, but I'm white, so they feel superior over. I don't fucking know. I don't know the fucking stereotype. I don't give a shit about that. But you know what? Yo, I'm white. So am I, mate. We're white. I don't know. Next one. When you order online, it gives you two options for pickup: curbside or drive-through. I choose drive-through. Then when I went to pick up through the drive-through, the person there always says that's because it was not a prescription. Mate, Kiri, work on your fucking English, Jesus. It needs to pick up at the front, which is curbside. I mentioned to her the two options that it lets you choose online. She said the same thing. Then I went inside the store since I waited for 15 minutes outside and no one came. I asked to speak to the manager, Karen, and she was there. I told her the situation and her answer was that she was looking and didn't see no one outside. Which wasn't true. I gotta fucking learn my English, Jesus. Because I was at curbside, and another thing she said was that she forgot to look at the label which specified where it is being picked up. I took the medication and left. I would not recommend this place. Wasn't really that bad, really. You just didn't get your fucking drugs. Jeez. Don't have to give one star for that. Walgreens refused to give my daughter her second virus vaccine because I forgot to bring her virus vaccination card at home. Okay. That makes sense. That's... the fuck do you mean, Rawl? Man, no wonder you're fucking salty. Your name's Rawl. R-A-U-W. Who the fuck names their child Rawl? Sound like you're trying to say Raw. Gordon Ramsay is fucking Raw! That's what you are, you're Rawl. It's fucking Rawl. Okay, what? Next one. Well, actually, it's a setup to go, but I asked if they had a process in place for people that lost their card, and I was told they can check their system and replace the card. This is total nonsense. If we went the public to be immunized, we can't add unnecessary roadblocks. This could have been handled in a different way. Like I said, your name's Rawl, that's why you're fucking triggered. You fucking forgot the card. Can't vaccinate you if you don't have the card. So you gotta get your card. Man, fucking Kyle Rawl. Actually, no, we're not... Fuck Kyles. It's not Kyle anymore. It's fucking Rawl. It's not okay Kyle for men. It's okay Rawl. Because Rawl fuck names their child Rawl, mate. Walgreens must have the most incompetent pharmacy around. And how they've hollowed out the staff to skeleton crews that can barely serve the customers is going to be their downfall. What the fuck did you just say? 19 minutes waiting on hold for a pharmacist rep to answer the phone only to be hung up on. Worst pharmacy around, and then I called for a corporate number. I once again was hung up on. Maybe this pharmacy should be looked into. Hiding the crystal meth, I see. Walgreens, another place. 2.8 stars. Yes, we always like the worst one. Thomaston, Connecticut. Let's go. Oh, we got lucky. I didn't even have to sort it. It's right up front. If I could give a 000, I would have to make apt APPT. I don't fucking know. Appointment. It's appointment. I believe. Yes, appointment. I am learning. For vaccine, understandable, but when you get there, it's a minute hour wait even to fill out paperwork. Normal. There's no one there. The man giving vaccine is slow as a snail on a cold day. They could be cold every day, but they're also slow every day. There's not a day where a snail is like, gotta go fast like Sonic. Was on register as well instead of giving vaccine. You're on the register? Well, that's probably why it took you so long. You're on the sex offender register. Or you mean the cash register. Well, you probably mean the cash register, but you didn't say what register, so. When giving vaccine, he was confused and fumbling. Zero organization. They blame short staff. Not our problem! Hire pool pharmacist when appointment at 12:15, not even spoken to until 1:30. Either I read that wrong, your English is bad as well. This store needs help! Constantly unstocked items for weeks! Cashier and assistant manager still don't know how to use many of the different features on their system. Most disturbing is their so-called assistant management staff. Extremely rude, unpleasant. I've never seen a smile on both women with black hair, one short and one curly and longer face. Oh no! No smiles on their faces! Oh no, that's why they're extremely rude and unpleasant, because they have no smile. I'm sorry, woman. I'd rather see somebody not smile at a job than somebody smile on a job. Because I would think that them smiling would be psychopaths. No one's going into a pharmacy job or a grocery store job looking to smile and be happy there. If I see them smiling and look like they're happy to be there, I'd fucking think there's something wrong with them. I mean, who would be excited for that? Unhelpful to customers and their staff. Two separate occasions I was there in a long line. The cashier rang for help, and the manager with longer black hair was playing around with the candy. Unacceptable. It's unacceptable! The lemon from Advent. Okay. I had a FedEx return. An employee, Diane, did not seem to be very happy. What? I had a FedEx return. Guessing returned it by FedEx. And employee, Diane, did not seem to be very happy about it. Okay. There is a sign clearly indicating that this Walgreens accepts FedEx Ground and Express returns. I went up to the register with my return label and package. Diane came over to myself and rudely told me I needed my own return label, which I had, but it had not been taped on. I requested some tape, and she threw the tape at me. This is unacceptable customer service. I will never come back for a FedEx return. Ooh. Worst pharmacy ever! Texted me on Saturday that my meds are ready. Show up on Monday and tell me that doctor never called me in. Never called it in. It happened last two times I showed up, never again. That makes no sense. Why the fuck do they do that? Like, that's literally just the most stupid thing I always hear about all this stuff. It's like, oh, your thing is ready. Come in. Oh, it's not even here. It hasn't even come to the fucking building yet. Why do you say that then? Why the fuck do you say that then? Why would you be telling them that it's ready? Why would you be telling them that your product that they bought is ready for you, and then they come in and you say the shit was never even fucking cold? Well, I switched it to the medicine, but how do you tell that person? Sorry, it's the chair handle. How do you tell them that their medicine is ready and then go and tell them that the fucking doctor didn't even call for the meds? How do you even call the guy saying your meds is ready if the doctor didn't even fucking call you? If the doctor didn't call you, how would you know that he was even requesting medicine? What? I'm just confused my fucking self. Because that just made me the realization, you know, the doctor, it'd be like, hey, I'm here for my meds that you said I got on, said it's ready Saturday. He's like, oh, sorry, the doctor never called, so the meds aren't even here. How the fuck did you even know I was getting medicine then? Excuse me? Well, if the doctor didn't call, then that means, well, you wouldn't have known that I was getting medicine. So, I should be... The doctor did call, because he's the only one who fucking knew my medicine. So, and he prescribed it to me. So, he would know. So, he would have to call you. And you would have to text me. Right, said texted. Yeah, text me. I mean, yeah, I have the fucking phone number. And I have the text message. How would you know this if a doctor didn't call me? And it said it happened fucking last two times. How the fuck does that happen? It's like, if the doctor didn't call, how the fuck did you know I was getting medicine? How did you know to text me saying the medicine is ready if the doctor didn't even fucking call? That doesn't even make sense. Unprofessional staff and love socializing while on the clock instead of providing top-notch service to their customers. Especially the nighttime manager whom should be glad I don't know her name. I would prefer to hang out with her friends instead of working. Don't quit your day job because you're hopeless. Well, true that. Leaving a FedEx package takes too long. And let's get on the same page with all the Walgreens. You have to stand online behind an old lady fumbling with coupons. Oh, this is the list. Number one, you have to stand in line behind the old lady fumbling with coupons. Two, then the cashier calls someone who either is on break or left 30 minutes ago. Then a joint decision is made on who is supposed to come to the front. Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord. Three, then it takes 3 minutes to find the scanner, open the phone, and the app. Four, once you scan the package, you don't need my phone number. It is optional. Half of the Walgreens reps know this, and half don't. Good firm. 2.9. Jesus, what is with all these Walgreens? It's goddamn. 2.9 stars. I really wish my mother would oh, my Lord. Well, I did say I was going to put it on for a little bit longer, so I wish my mother would stop getting her prescriptions filed at this particular store. She constantly gets calls saying a prescription is filled, and upon arrival, the prescription is not filled. They are working on it and need about 15 more minutes. 15-minute wait would be fine if we hadn't already waited 10 to 15 minutes or more. The drive-thru isn't any faster, but at least when I go through the drive-thru, I'm not stuck inside doing nothing for 20 to 30 minutes. In the car, I can read or do something that's productive. I feel like I'm going to hyperventilate every time I have to come here. Even with getting our vaccines, the appointment time is 20 to 30 minutes off. But the ones on Main Street got us in within 5 minutes of our appointment times. The old pharmacy staff looks miserable. The pharmacist Lee isn't much help with complaints. And please remind the staff to use your Walgreens rewards card to get your points. Because they never do it and then say they did. Every time they have to redo the order so she can get her rewards. If they need more staff, I hope they get it soon. So they can stop being stressed and stressing us. In the meantime, I would keep begging my mother to spare her and myself the agony of dealing with the pharmacy staff. The store is decently clean, and the main part of the store is pretty fast with getting you in and out. But they look short-staffed. Also, hopefully one day I can give a better review. Good for you. Oh, my God.
Oh, my eyes! Oh, you're watching a man die, basically. Well, no, you're not watching. You're listening. You're listening to a man
fucking dying. Oof. I need to hear some elbow cracking. Ooh, yes. Yes, I haven't cracked my knuckles. I didn't do it last time. So I'll do it this time. If I could give this place -5 stars, I would. Every time I call this particular Walgreens, the staff is as rude as anything. If you call to ask if Woo is working, they will basically tell you that they don't know. It might work, it might not. Is this a joke? If you work at the store, look on your computer if the kiosk is up and running or not. I've got to work on that English here. Please burn the whole store and fire everybody working. They are all rude and miserable. Well, we mean fire them. If you're burning the whole building down, they're not going to have a fucking job to go to. Oh, my, I'm not doing that. I don't even want to give a star. This is the worst pharmacy. The wait is insane. The workers are extremely rude. Always an issue with this place. Horrible. Poor staff are overworked in this Walgreens pharmacy, but management runs it very unprofessionally. You have to wait! Absolutely worst Walgreens I've ever experienced, along with horrible customer care. I wouldn't refer this place if I had a gun to my head. Should be shut down immediately. Alright, let's go to the 2.2 and then we'll move on. Did we just do this? Look, we just did this, didn't we just do this? I feel like we did New Milford. God damn it. Anything good? Oh my Lord. Where is this one? This is a 1.9 star reviewed Walgreens in Danbury, Connecticut. Okay, let's see what the fuck they've done. I'd give this place 0 stars specifically because of the pharmacy waiting in line for 20 plus minutes drive through and store every time I go to pick up. You're ignored by the staff who look up and see you waiting, but do not acknowledge you or at least say they'll be with you shortly. Lost prescriptions inaccurate updates on when medication is ready, pharmacy techs sitting on their phone when there's a line of people waiting, horrible, horrible, horrible customer service, switching to a different pharmacy ASAP. Went for pre-travel virus test and the drive-through pharmacy was not prepared for our appointments. It took them 30 minutes to prepare two kits and they didn't check our IDs for the test. The turnaround was 2 to 5 days, which seems excessive. Don't know what happened to this dolt store, but socialism took hold. What? 20 minutes to get simple prescription, then computers are off, so cash only. Disgraceful. Learn to fucking have cash with you. So I got cash. Pharmacy doesn't answer phone. And when they do actually answer it, they put you on hold and then pick you up again and put you on hold for about 10 more times. Worst place ever. Shame on the person that keeps doing it. Well, go to somewhere else. All right, let's go to Walgreens.com. Let's hope that nothing goes wrong. And now that I said that, something's gonna go wrong. Apologies if anything goes wrong. Told the audio works. Nothing's happened yet, so... Okay, it's getting better. Schedule a vaccine information, testing options. Now, I want to see where you got me. Memorial Day essentials? Yes, quick. Memorial Day essentials. Let's see. Diet Coke, caffeine, soda, fridge. Of course, we need soda. We need a pool tube, donut, Diet Coke, Pepsi. $1 off Walgreens. $1 off Walgreens for value packs, Vanity Fair. Purified water, Cozy Coop, bacon. Of course, we need the bacon. I don't know why we need Little Tykes Cozy Coupe. Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola, Family Cat Insect Repellent, of course we need that, Ginger Air 12-pack, Championship Tennis Balls, Deep Woods Respect, V. Oh, they're out of stock. Spring Water, Diet Dr. Pepper, Purified Water, Big Plate 9 Inches, Active Insect Repellent. Family Care Bite and Itch Relief Pen. Yeah, this is all just weird, you know. Okay, you know, I should have done that. I should have done Memorial Day. That gives me an idea. I'm going to continue. This is not going to be just a regular Wednesday episode. It's going to be reviewing Walgreens plus Memorial Day sales. Yes. Yes. All right, let's just admit Walgreens isn't going to have anything. So, you know, we did some funny Walgreens review. Well, okay. Okay, 3 more minutes. I'll look at it. I'll just look at some things. Grocery items. What grocery items do Walgreens have? Wine? They sell wine? Wine or beer? Fucking Walgreens? I didn't know that. Easter candy? Clearance? I was about to say, because it's not Easter anymore. Ben and Jerry's. Anime, the Lay's barbecue. Oh, I see this as groceries. Fruit snacks. Skinny pack popcorn. Ew. Canned meat. Oh, Pringles, barbecue, crisps. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I love my Pringle barbecues. My barbecue Pringles are always the best chips. It said Crips. The Crips. Barbecue Crips. Okay, bread, of course. Hot dog buns. It's eggs. Soda Circus. Nice distilled white vinegar. Skinny Girl Margarita. Margarita? I'm fucking... what? That is, and look her. Damn, that's good. Okay, hope you guys enjoyed the Wednesday episode. If you guys, that's all you guys watched, then I will see you all next Wednesday. Take care and goodbye. For anybody else who wants to watch the full show, that is what we're doing this time. You know, I apologize. I completely forgot. The title is going to be changed. The title will be changed. But, you know, I realize that I need to do a Wednesday episode. So what better to do than this? I don't know why I said that. I have no idea why I said that. That's what the T-Bone said. We're doing Memorial Day this. This is a second half of the fucking podcast episode. So I will change him for Walg... Well, with, I'll change it. Walgreens plus Memorial Day. And I'll put in the description. Now let's look up Memorial Day. Memorial Day! We got Memorial Day! It's Monday, May 30th. Now, I know what you're all thinking. The reason is because, well, as of right now, it is going to be 88 degrees on Monday. So, of course, your boy is going to be on something called a boat. That's why I realized it. I should have done it today, but you know what? Really, am I really going to get much out of it like I would for Valentine's Day or Easter, Halloween, Christmas? I mean, it is about, people who soldiers, but it should be more than just, you know, buying stuff. But you know, it's not. So we got some. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going on a fucking tangent. Let's look up Memorial Day products. Let's go with these products. This is celebrate Memorial Day with Memorial Day goodies. What Memorial Day goodies do you give to me? Alexia sweet potato fries. She didn't respond to that good. Zotchitil. Asada verde. Some type of cheese? I don't know. Trankfurters. Pickles. Zotchil again. Meat. Oh, the Beyond Burger. Oh, it tells me. Tapas de martyrs are oven baked and quickly fried to perfection. They're chips. That's a salsa. That's a gentleman's sausage. That's a sweet potato fry. That's a Beyond Burger. Oh, what is that? Ugh. I don't want natural hamburger buns. I want something good. Memorial Day party ideas. What are your 15 Memorial Day party ideas? What are they? Well, let's find out now. Fuck was that? My stomach. I don't know why. I ate a lot of food, so I should be fine. 15 Memorial Day parties. Ideas. What is this? These mason jar crafts will be perfect decoration, a sense for your Memorial Day party. They are so easy, yet so patriotic. What the fuck was saying? That made me cough. That everyone will love seeing the red, white, and blue colours on the tables throughout your event. Patriotic smoothies are a great way to ring in the summer on Memorial Day. How cute are these layered fruit smoothies? They are healthy and delicious for your fun Memorial Day cookout. Great. 3. Red, white, and blueberry cheesecake bites. Ooh, cheesecake bites. Are the perfect snack size dessert for a Memorial Day event. They are quick and easy, and I love how they are individually wrapped. What an easy thing to bring to a cookout or to pack for a picnic. Mm-hmm. This great canvas decor project is such a wonderful thing to create for a backdrop for your party, and is really just a great place for DIY art to have around your house all summer. Mm-hmm. Very good. These cupcakes in a jar are about the cutest thing ever. And your guests are going to love the unique and fancy way that all these will be served. You know, I might have to just put in the message, Memorial That's not how you spell it. Memorial. God damn, do I not know how to spell memorial? Memorial. Yes, I do. Memorial Day Part Happening. Happening now. Memorial Day Part Happening Now. Just to make sure. Anybody coming on the live show will be like, Memorial Day Part Happening Now. It's just to make sure. Cupcakes in a jar are the cutest things ever. And your guests are going to love the unique and fancy way that these will be served. Gross. That is just gross. What a great printable to frame for your event. I don't know. The My Country Tis of Thee printable will make a splash at any Memorial Day event, and you can use it again in a couple of months. But 4th of July? No. No. We love the rustic and country feel of this burlap flag banner. What a great DIY project for your desert table. Or even for on your front porch or deck. What a lovely way to ring in the summer and invite your guests into your event. These patriotic fruit pops are one of a kind and are a great, great way to present food at your Memorial Day barbecue. Grab some color-coordinated straws to hold them up, and it will be a fun and easy way for guests to get their serving of fruit in. 9 stars in stripes mason jars are a great way to serve silverware at your event. Looks weird. It is also a fun way to hold straws or even to have some flowers. Make a statement at your Memorial Day bash. The fun tutorial will walk you through how to create this look. What a great DIY project. And this one is just a USA banner. USA banner will be a great addition to any Memorial Day event. What better way to celebrate the patriotism and theme of the Memorial Day holiday? Yay! These great Memorial Day pretzel sticks are full of red, white, and blue goodness. And better yet, they are simple to make and serve. That looks absolutely fucking disgusting. This triple berry layered lemon cream cake looks absolutely delicious and would be a great centerpiece on any Memorial Day dessert table. What a fun and light treat to start the summer out right. No, that is absolutely, positively disgusting. What better way to celebrate the Memorial Day than with a handful of Memorial Day cookout printables? This great link will give you the goods on many different Memorial Day specific printables that you can take advantage of for your cookout. No. Who doesn't love cake pops these days? These patriotic cake pops are such a unique and creative way to display the flag theme at your Memorial Day event. What are cake pops? To mention that looks gross. It's a butterfly. That does look gross though. Yeah. Never heard of a cake pop. Summer Scream Sangria to whip out your own batch with this red, white, and blue sangria recipe. I love how you can use cookie cutters to make sure you have some of the fruit cut up as the stars. How great is that? That's absolutely disgusting. Your Memorial Day event is going to be spectacular. But no, it's not if you're getting these fucking products. Let's head to... what the fuck is this? Lotion? Somebody's jacking off on a fucking Memorial Day? Jesus. Okay, best skin store. The fuck is a skin store? Skin store is one of our favorite under-the-radar destinations to stock up on beauty essentials like Elta MD sunscreens and Caudalie serums. Starting May 24th, take up to 40% off select brands with discounts going up to 50% off from May 26th through May 31st. Ulta is all that shit. Let's go. Ulta! There's still time to shop the retailer's major gorgeous hair event. This is all just fucking lipstick. It's for women! Why do women get everything? Why don't we men get something awesome? Let's go to Toys R Us. Toys R Us. What does Toys R Us going to give us for Memorial Day? They have to give us something for that. Give me the search. Memorial Day. Could not spell that for a minute. 3,052 results for Memorial Day. An obstacle course activity. It's a literal pool with an obstacle course. Give me now. What the fuck is this? An ATV? For $509? I want an ATV. And a water park with sprinkler? For $55? They get a little fucking computer? Who wants all this stuff? Let me get this shit. What is this? Let me just take a photo. Kids? Oh man, he's making a ton of noise. I just wanted to make sure, see if it was like actually real. What the fuck? Funko Pop ad collector set. One's a spam, one's a gentleman's sausage car. The other is the Nutbuster. Star Wars. The Nutbuster. This one's Mattel Uno Triple Play. I don't know. This is a Toy RC Robotic Robotosaur. Oh, I had something like that. Got rid of it though. Is that a drone? That's a fucking jet drone. Kids are able to get drones for $39.99. What kind of shit is this? I wanted that shit. Is he leaving? Must be leaving if you're doing that shit. Jurassic Park welcome kit. Fuck is a welcome kit? Of course we got Grogu here. A dinosaur again! No, hunter droid? Surprised he's getting sold. Well, he was on Mandalorian, so... Oh. Lazy Days Island thing for $133. I swear we really do need some of these things. Let's go to Kmart. Let's go to Kmart and see what they have. Memorial Days. Why did I put Memorial Days? What the fuck am I on? Memorial Day. That's a fucking wig. A garland. What's a garland? I don't know what a garland is. I must be an idiot, but I don't know what that is. Is that something you hang up? Isn't that something you hang around a Christmas tree or some shit? I don't know, but it's not for Memorial Day. Or I guess it can be. 4th of July decorations kit. Good for you. Crazy Dog t-shirts, Women Land of the Free because of the Brave t-shirt. Okay. This one's a cat with American flags on it. This is a fucking rug. That's also a fucking rug. That's a fucking American flag light to hang out the house. We should get that. How much is that? $41. That's actually not bad. Oh, it's one of these drinking things. I got one of those from Aruba. So I was of age then. You know, things that you drink liquor in. What was it? You was a Patreon. Oh, it's a stamp thing. Another one of those drinking things. Coasters. We could definitely have gotten some coasters that are not the ones that we recently bought. They're fucking metal. Fucking metal coasters. Okay, doesn't seem to be much on there. $5 off. No, I don't want to save $5. Okay, he's not leaving. Target. Let's go shoot the target at Target. Let's go. What else do we have? Memorial Day. Those are fucking gnomes. Big Door of Happy is patriotic gnomes. Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day gnome party. DIY decorations. Clothespin garland. Banner. 44 pieces. Target, what the fuck? You're sounding like Wish.com right now, that long motherfucking sentence.
Oh, July 4th, glasses, things. I don't know.
Some stakes on the ground to put USA. A little banner plaque thing put over your fireplace that says USA. Ooh, these are actually good. Paper straw decor. Oh, it's just decor, and paper straws are literally worst things you could ever have. Memorial Day stripes. Here we go. 4th of July beer. Beer. It's beer. Oh no, it's not beer. It's a label for your beer. But it's still good. It's still beer in for fucking plastic water bottle. Why would you do that? Just some more labels. Just a bunch of pictures of people that you can buy. I don't know. Let's go to Walmart. Memorial Day. 45 minutes. Okay, it might be a little bit less than I thought, but you know what? There's not really much on Memorial Day, so I really just think that, I should get to this. Here we go. We got a big fucking blow up Uncle Sam here. Of course, we got the America Freedom thing you could hang right both sides of your front door. I wouldn't be surprised if we did that. A reef? A wreath? Reef? Whatever? Something you could put on a fucking door? It's American? A cross? Oh, an American flag leaning soldier. It's pretty good. $17. It's pretty good buy. USA Freedom America pillows. Welcome, Matt. With a gnome. It's a gnome dressed as America. Another wreath that's American. And another little flag, the Puerto Rican flag. Even though this is America. Just saying. Wait, baby clothes? What are people putting on their babies? Oh my God, it's just all just America. You know, that's how you know your baby lives in America. Here's the boy Mickey and Minnie, of course, and then here's a red, white, and blue fork, knife, and spoon, as well as a pl American plate, an American bowl, an American plate again, an American basket, American lights, American balloons, American fans, American hat, American Mickey and Minnie, American cups with Grogu on it. Red party cups. That's British. If it's only red, it's the Brits. Although I'm speaking British. Shit. Let's go back to this balloons, and a little doggy. And another cup with Grogu and a burger. Bring me a burger. I couldn't find a match. No match. Drink umbrella. Drink umbrella. Of course, you have to have a drink umbrella. Of course. Can you get me out of here? What should we do next? What do I have to do? What have we not done? Macy's. Of course, Macy's. Macy's always done. Macy's always does Memorial Day sales. Of course. Memorial Day sales are here. Bring me my Memorial Day sales of a suit. A blue suit, along with luggage and a whole pot collection for $129.99. That's actually pretty good. It's not even a pot, it's just a whole cook. Pot, pans, spatula, spoon, tonsils, a brush, a tray. Pretty good. A ring for $2,000. Not worth it. A bra for $19.99. Pretty good. A watch for $169.65. Pretty good. Jumbo clarifying lotion, a gunstone, as well as a Tahoe outdoor 5-pack dining set. Tom Rolf. Pool. $23 for a grapefruit sunning pool. I'd want that. Just to lay in and just chill back. Them small pools. And those are small. Those are like, what is with women and wanting like a lot of their bottom legs showing in longer pants? Like, why? I don't find that attractive. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said that. This is weird. Macy's JCPenney, of course. JCPenney always would have Memorial Day sales. JCPenney, Memorial Day sales are here. Ooh. And it's just close. JCPenney, you have failed me. You have failed me, JCPenney. I want more than just with me a bed size. Occasion waist size stone. Oh. I thought we were going full Brit here, saying stone is in there. I don't even know the measurements of stone. What can I help you with? Nothing. Nothing, Siri. Turn off. Turn off. Siri was on Yahoo. Wait, what? Connecticut may pay you to install solar panels? Might be something. I don't know. Wish.com. Yes, I know we can't. We can't do this without Wish.com. okay. The first thing I see on Wish.com is a bunch of fat-titted women. Very cheap clothes, so you know it's good. Come on. Let's go with Google. Yes. My account. One moment, please. Let me get in now. I want to see my... Oh, my God. It's just the back... It's just a woman's ass cheek. Just women's ass cheeks. Hips trainer and intelligent butt toner helps to lift stimulation firm and shape the buttocks. What? Okay. That's always a good thing to see on Wish.com. Memorial Day. What do they got? They have Man Anti-Wrinkle Cream for Memorial Day. Memorial Cream Men Collagen Retinol Face Moisturizer Natural Organic Day and Night Cream Anti-Aging Plus Anti-Wrinkles. 10, 15, 30, 50 grams. Damn. Ties! We got ties, of course. Top grade mixed colors, 100% silk, festive grift tie, handkerchief, cuff link set, necklace, orange male Memorial Day suit accessories. $9. I doubt half of these. Oh my god, $100 for... Actually, Modway Miller 6-inch thick dual layer responsive firm memory foam mattress full. Okay, don't know what that is, but you know. Teacher's own. American Pillows, of course. Unlock Samsung, of course. Galaxy Note 10 Lite. Ooh, headphones for $58. Very, very good. There is really nothing on Memorial Day. Oh no, USA, 4th of July. That's 4th of July, though, not. Land that I love, home of the brave. Love, peace, love, liberty. Oh no, America, same thing. Gnomes on a fucking firework. It's literally gnomes riding a firework. As Thomas Jefferson with a kite. And that's a Britain flag with the American soldier on it. I guess it means I don't know. Well, fucking that. Really doesn't show much, so you can't move it on. Alright, that's it for the T-Bone Zone today. Hope you all had fun. Sorry I didn't make this a full episode, but of the Memorial Day. Completely forgot. Now, of course, I won't be doing this Monday because your boy is definitely going to be out the boat. We got a boat. So, of course, we're going to be doing some shit in the boat. So, of course, I'm not going to be here to do an episode on Monday. So, of course, Glad I thought about it, you know, by seeing Walgreens. I hope you enjoyed watching Walgreens. Walgreens is literally terrible. I mean, I haven't had a bad experience going to Walgreens, but the reviews just showing it. And the reviews of so many stores were under 3 stars. That was absolutely terrifying to see. That it was that little people, not many people hated it. And of course we saw all the Memorial Day stuff. A lot of it just fucking let me down. As well as the Wish.com, that's what I was thinking. Wish.com let me down for that. But you know, it's gonna happen. What can you do? So that was it for the T-Bone Zone. Again, no episode will be here on Monday because, of course, on the boat. But I will post a Memorial Day. But I will see you all. Take care and goodbye.